Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about a new study that says we baby boomers are about to redefine retirement. Yeah, mainly because none of us will be able to afford to retire. You want lids on these? One way a huge demographic bulge can alter old age is by changing what we call it. From now on, our condition should be known as extreme maturity. No sense belaboring the negative. Time to focus on the upside. We're not old. We're vintage, classic, enduring, established, persistent, time-tested, seasoned, steadfast, reputable, reliable, rare. We may not be as fast as we once were to escape trouble when it rears its ugly head, but we have gained the ability to recognize the approach of trouble and avoid it. So here we go with a couple of more examples of the bright side of extreme maturity. Still doing drugs, only now there's a copay. Can always claim the batteries in your hearing aid are going bad, even when you don't wear a hearing aid. Those creaks in your bones keep you alert while driving. You don't really ever expect anybody to tell you the actual truth anymore. Much less peer pressure, and it lessens every day. On spy missions, those liver spots provide the perfect cover to hide microdots. Just saying, irritable bowel syndrome annoys young people enough that they will go away. Getting up to pee 3 times a night turns out to be a very effective means of home security. Obamacare totally covers Alzheimer's, dude. Always at least one ear hair so long and thick you could cut cheese with it. The mantra, don't trust anybody over 30, still applies, and now it includes your kids. Much easier to dress for funerals than it is for weddings, and they're usually shorter, too. Obamacare totally covers Alzheimer's, dude. And finally, in a pinch, your nipple rings can double as belt loops. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.